This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Newly appointed Deputy Ag Secretary Dr. Jule Brana has been on the job for just a few weeks, but says she's hit the ground running on many issues. USDA recently announced it will invest $4 billion to strengthen the U.S. food system, and Dr. Brana says one of the top issues is establishing voluntary markets like the carbon credit market.
We will have some funding to address food production, and that funding will come in terms of grants, training, and technical assistance for producers and essential workers. Another pot will address food processing, investments in new and expanded regional processing capacity.
Some of our shortcomings, Brana says, have been exposed in the past year and a half.
The pandemic highlighted some of the challenges we have with having very few processors out here processing a lot of the meats that we eat. So really expanding local and regional processing capacity is going to really create a more resilient supply chain and food system.
And then Brana says comes the supply chain.
There will be another pot for food distribution and aggregation. People need the right infrastructure to get the food where it's needed. You had long shipping times for some products. We're going to invest in food system infrastructure.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the programs that will benefit from this major investment for agriculture.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.